But I know one thing. These cordless tools have been out now for just about 20 years, I think. And because I remember, it was really kind of cool. My heating and air conditioning, my best friend Richard Anderson, he had this neat, at the time, Makita drill, because he loved using it because he drives all those short little sheet metal screws. You know, they're about a 3/8 of an inch long. Right. You know, they got the self-tapping threads. Yep. And, you know, because he's putting in hundreds and hundreds of those screws. And he just loved that drill. And at the time, we were fascinated by it because it worked well. But I never was convinced about their power. I mean, because of the stuff we had to do. Like, you could not take that drill and effectively drill through a 2x12. And it just didn't seem to get it.
There's been a lot of improvements over the years in the battery technology. And certainly you can't beat the convenience and portability of a cordless product.
Oh, I just... Yeah. Well, see, now what's happened is I've completely switched over. I mean, I can't even think of the last time I used a corded tool. I mean, because just about every old-fashioned corded tool is now cordless. I mean, reciprocating saws, drills, circular saws, you name it, they're cordless. And I just love especially the smaller circular saws that have those 5.5-inch diameter blades.
Yes.
Those things just rule, man. Yeah. I mean, they just cut. I mean, and you're right. You know,
portability is great.
Yeah, you're just free of that horrible, cord on that tool. So. Yeah.